Well, all the ADA, all the time, right? Talking the tropics as ADA made landfall early this morning on the Big Bend north of the Tampa area is a weakening system. It briefly did go hurricane on Wednesday during the morning hours through the early afternoon, but as expected, the combination of shear, cooler and more shallow ocean water, friction from land interaction and nearby dry air, all causing the storm to pretty much fall apart and weaken overnight and through the day today. Having said that, there will still be some impacts. A very poorly defined center is going to continue to move northeastbound now through this morning, and in the noon hour will be very near, not too far from Jacksonville anyway, a little bit either way of about noon today. So as it approaches, there will be strong and gusty winds, and there will be some heavy showers at times, perhaps even a few rumbles of thunder. I am not expecting significant damage across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida from ADA. In fact, I've posted it as a 2 on the impact scale from 0 to 10, 0 being no impact, 10 being severe, debilitating impacts, and this only rates as a 2. Now, having said that, a few bands of storms could briefly produce a water spout or an isolated tornado or a particularly high wind gust of 50 or maybe 60 miles per hour, but that would be the exception. It would be very isolated and primarily this morning through perhaps the noon hour. And then as ADA moves away and continues to weaken, we will see rapidly improving weather conditions through the afternoon. It's really not that bad a day. There's really not much reason you can't get most stuff done today at one time or another, especially this afternoon. The bridges should not be shut down because the criteria is a sustained wind of 40 miles per hour. I suspect we will not see that. Yes, some gusts up to 40 miles per hour briefly this morning, but not sustained winds. And then as the storm moves away, rapid clearing and diminishing winds this afternoon into this evening. This is not a significant blow. It's noteworthy. We don't very often get November tropical storms in northeastern Florida. It's been a long time, and certainly not hurricanes. We've only had one other hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico this late in the season, and that was back in 1985, Kate, which came ashore on the Panhandle during the week of Thanksgiving, so it was actually even a little bit later than what we've seen this year with ADA. But ADA, it'll be nice to get this thing off the stage and off to the east and moving away and dissipating, because it's been around seemingly forever. It will have been 2 weeks on Saturday. It was born, so to speak, on October 31st, hit Nicaragua as a powerful Category 4 hurricane, weakened over Central America, reemerged over the Caribbean as it moved back to the northeast, hit Cuba early Sunday morning as a strong tropical storm, then hit the Keys Sunday evening, moved back to the southwest to just northwest of Cuba, turned back to the north and northeast, now hitting the northwestern coast of Florida early this morning. So 2 Florida landfalls, 4 landfalls overall. It will be nice to finally get rid of this storm. And as it moves away, drier air on that backside will allow for some cooler temperatures tonight. We'll drop into the low to mid-60s and a really nice Friday. Good deal of sunshine. The temperatures will still be warm, but there'll be lower humidity with highs in the low to mid-80s. For your weekend, expect a partly sunny sky Saturday. There'll be an isolated brief shower or two coming in off the Atlantic, but a lot of dry hours on Saturday. And temperatures not too bad, around 80, still a little bit above average, but not bad. And with winds coming off the cooler water of the Atlantic, the beaches will be cooler on Saturday, but we will see generally improving conditions at our beaches from the standpoint of how rough it's been recently and the high rip current risk, although there still will be a rip current risk through the weekend. Sunday looks to be a warm day, a little bit more humidity too, and some scattered showers developing through the day, but again, still some dry hours. Highs will reach the low 80s, and then finally that cold front moves through on Monday. Skies will clear, it'll become breezy. Temperatures will start to cool, but it'll still be in the mid to upper 70s on Monday. What you really will notice will be the cooler nights. By Monday night, we drop into the 40s inland, Tuesday night as well, so it'll actually feel a little bit like November for a change. Something to be said for that, right? In the tropics, besides, of course, ADA, we have Theta over the eastern portions of the Atlantic. That's headed to the northeast and looks like it will stay out over the Atlantic. Probably won't even make it to Europe the way it looks right now, but staying over the far eastern Atlantic, it should start to weaken fairly soon. And then the Caribbean, likely to see development there. The next name on the Greek alphabet list is Iota. And I'll tell you right now, I really don't give an iota about any more storms, right? But no, seriously, this one looks like it stays in the Caribbean, so it should not be an impact for Florida, certainly not here locally, but it could be a problem for parts of Central America. We'll keep an eye on that. Keep updating, of course, and checking out Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Once again, in summary today, Ada will move quickly to the northeast, weakening as it does so across the area. Expect some pretty gusty winds this morning through the early afternoon, along with bands and clusters of showers and isolated thunderstorm. Some of the wind gusts may reach 40 miles per hour or stronger, and an isolated waterspout or tornado will be possible. But for the most part, it looks like Ada moves across the area, leaving no damage behind. Rainfall will average a half inch to an inch, with a few places managing perhaps an inch and a half of rain, so not all that much rain. There'll be virtually no storm surge, although there will be a slight bump along the St. Johns River thanks to a strong southerly flow of winds much of the morning from Palatka northward all the way to downtown. So that piles up the water a little bit at that bend downtown, causing some minor flooding. But this is not, I repeat, not an Irma repeat. Irma was a much more powerful storm. It was a bigger storm, slow moving, and came all the way up from South Florida. This is a different approach as far as Ada is concerned, and a much weaker storm. So not expecting anywhere near those kinds of impacts. And that's good news. We should not have any real true infrastructure problems, any long-term power outages, and we should be good to go and get things back to normal, if nothing else, by tomorrow, if not sooner. And then as we get into this afternoon, the winds and especially the rain will quickly diminish and end from west to east. The winds die down completely tonight for the most part. Skies will clear and the temperatures turn more comfortable. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.